BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Today was a show with a difference because it was Access All Areas featuring me. You could watch us on the website through the whole show and hear what we were saying even when the music was playing. Really scary. On this podcast, plenty of chat about that, including Chris getting a little bit paranoid about his looks from all the texts that are people coming in. Also, listener Ben plays innuendo bingo, and Real or No Real is all about me, but it's played by Charlie Sloth.
BBC Radio 1.
And this is Access All Areas, where you get closer to Radio 1. You get to see inside the building, the world-famous studios. And today, because it's my day on Access All Areas, getting even closer to this show, because you can watch us for the entirety of the show on the Radio 1 website, even when the songs are playing. And even weirder, when we're playing music, you will be hearing what we're saying in the studio. Some people are doing this already. Chris just asked people what he should have for lunch. And the weird thing is that people are now texting in. Yeah. That's odd. Like, nothing is out of bounds here. There is no comfort zone. Literally, you can hear anything that any of us lot say in the studio today while the songs are on, only on the Radio 1 website.
I'm finding it a bit of an awkward experience between me and you, though.
Why?
Just because
we're not funny.
Well, that's my concern, is that that's what's coming across.
Well, what do you want us to do?
Like, I don't know.
Smell my flower.
I don't know, because I feel like our conversation is slightly jilted off air.
Well, it is, Chris, because actually what's happening here is it's not a natural thing. And we're going to be on our guard because we're quite scared of what we're going to say. And actually, if we say the wrong thing, it could be potentially career limiting.
Yeah,
that's why.
I think this is the big concern. It's not just everyone listening who wants to know what goes on in a radio show. It's also the fact that bosses are listening as well. Do you know what I mean? They're listening to the conversations that go on in here as well.
Yeah. I mean, you know how much we've got some great gossip, right?
Not that we talk about bosses.
No, we don't talk about bosses, but we do gossip sometimes, and that's the worry. So if you've ever wondered what you get, what we get up to, or what we talk about when the mics are off, this is your chance. Or if you're just kind of interested in behind the scenes of what the setup for Innuendo Bingo looks like, or what the studios look like, or how the show is produced by the lovely Cara. Hiya. Then she's looking lovely today in a dress, especially for you listeners and viewers. Go to the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/radio1. Coming up on the show, as part of Access All Areas, our listener Ben will play Innuendo Bingo. Now, Ben is a massive fan of bingo. He's emailed me a few times with a few suggestions for clips, and he's played the game with his mates at home in Chelmsford. He just gets one of the old YouTube videos and just plays along. So that's at 1:45. We'll meet Ben soon. If you missed Tiny Temper in the live lounge earlier with Fern, we'll be replaying Love and Not a Fighter just after 2. And if you missed my cringe call or delete on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning, we will take that apart from 2:30. And after 3, Charlie Sloth will be here playing my special Real or No Real, the Real or No Real that's all about me. And that's right, you'll be absolutely out to see Charlie Sloth playing the game. How exciting is that? So get online, bbc.co.uk/radio1. This is what it's like to be on Big Brother, isn't it?
Yeah.
Abby in Swindon says, there's not much going on, but I can't take my eyes off the screen. Someone says, get something red hot for lunch so we can see you suffer more. Yeah, get some chilli involved.
Really?
Well, because it makes it more interesting to watch, because otherwise we're just sat here going, anyway. Like, get something like eye-watering and then we can just focus on you for a bit.
How brilliant.
So if you want to know what's happening while the music's on, go to the Radio 1 website. You can see us and you can hear us while the music is on. Scary Bears.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, this is weird, Greg. Greg just popped in. Obviously, this was you yesterday on your show.
Well, you did this. I'm happy now. It's my bit's done. Happy. Done.
Why?
I'm so stressed.
It only gets worse because you'll forget. At about 3:15, you'll forget.
What happened when you forgot?
Oh, that's my phone going off.
Okay,
oh,
good.
Geez.
Access All Areas.
Sorry, guys.
Greg James's phone is now ringing.
Sorry. You'll just forget. And
Did anyone say anything bad?
Nearly.
Oh, no!
I said something under my breath which wasn't caught on the cameras.
Good.
But it, oh, you forget.
But someone had to check.
Yeah. I ended up doing two shows. You'll do two shows. You'll do show for people on
that's,
the internet.
That's what we're doing. We're that's trying to happening. Find entertaining things to talk about to show yeah. that we're not really boring and...
Well, because you were scared during the first link. Mm. It looked like you all hated each other.
Terrified. No, we don't hate each other.
Like, I know you don't. I know that.
It's just this is not natural.
No, but I know that. But watching a room where you were just on your phone and Chris was just sat here, like, just still.
Mm. Well, he doesn't want to say anything because he's just worried. Because you know what? He's the worst one for it.
Oh, hang
like,
on.
If anyone's going to say anything bad, it's going to be him.
I think everyone in here is as bad as each other.
Mwah. Okay. Right. Okay. So at the moment we are, well, here's the problem next, that the cameras are on and you've got to get changed for a new and a bingo. So that's going to happen on the Radio 1 website. You're going to have to drop trowel on the website.
I don't know if we can do that.
Well, I think we
Come
can.
On, it's fine.
Yeah.
Can't drop trowel.
You have to.
Yeah.
But right. People are getting an insight into what normally happens. That's what happens at 1:35-ish.
Can I? I'm going to go because I'm actually really enjoying watching it.
Okay.
So I'm going to remove myself from this environment.
It is way too distracting.
Not you being naked, but the whole thing is amazing.
Yeah, it's weird.
I need some time alone.
Bye. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
So many people are trying to revise, but finding the online stream of watching us doing is a little bit distracting. Abby says, oh no, I can't stop watching. Even though there's not much happening, we just kind of chat between the songs. Chris occasionally drops his trousers.
No.
And so, I mean, I don't know why that's distracting for you.
The problem is you're forgetting the stuff that you say off air compared to the stuff that you've said on air.
Well, we're just talking about Nicole Scherzinger in Sausage Rolls. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, but the only reason I dropped trowel is to get ready for Innuendo Bingo, which is coming up next.
See, we are trying to give you an insight into what actually happens every single day. Obviously, you listen, but you don't normally watch the whole show, and you definitely don't hear what goes on while the music's playing. So I'm just kind of giving you an accurate representation of what happens. And because of that, I think the live feed is quite addictive, as is the awkwardness.
Are you getting used to it yet?
No. But you did just go into the corner and change into your bingo trousers, fitting you in a bingo. That happens every Tuesday and Thursday. Mm. So that's accurate, isn't it? But people did see you do that. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Right, okay, yes. Good. So you could have worn better boxer shorts, possibly. But I know. It's really hard. You don't remember, do you?
I just don't get the endless criticisms that I'm getting for pretty much everything I do.
What are you getting?
Picking my nose, apparently.
Oh.
Drumming, not doing any work. It's quite intense.
It's intense. I'm telling you. And now we welcome, for the first time ever, one of our listeners to play Innuendo Bingo. It's Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Scott.
Thanks so much for coming in.
It's fine.
So you're from Chelmsford?
Yeah, just outside.
And you listen to Innuendo Bingo a lot?
Yeah, every Tuesday, Thursday.
Do you watch it as well?
I try to when I can.
Okay, so are you normally at work?
I'm normally in work, but then I try and sneak out and listen and watch.
I love when people do that. Like, they plan their whole lunch breaks around it just so they can watch. Mm. So, Ben, because you've actually been quite involved in bingo, I know you send them in from time to time. Yeah. I thought because of Access All Areas, you could be our first listener to play it today. How are you feeling?
Yeah, it's going to be good. I'm really excited.
Obviously, you've seen all the videos and you've seen it when it goes out live. You know that it gets pretty wet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
And obviously, this is quite interesting because if you watch it all the time, you will know some of the older clips, won't you? Because normally it's only Chris that knows, and that's why he goes before, because he knows what's coming. But you will also know them, where the celebrities don't, do they?
No. Yeah. It'd be good, though. Are you up for making this a wet one?
Yeah, definitely.
Because I'm in the mood for this.
Thing is, you're only going to get one chance at this, so you might as well go for him.
Yeah,
I know. I bought spare clothes, towel, everything, so I'm going all out.
It's going to go in. Okay. So we're going to play Alesso and One Republic. Obviously, you can see us all the time today. You don't need to turn anything on because we're already on at bbc.co.uk/radio1. And if you're a normal watcher of Innuendo Bingo, keep watching. If you've never watched before, get on the live web stream now at bbc.co.uk/radio1, even on your phone. Someone says, this is Matt says on Twitter. So this is the first time that Ben has been on the radio and on the Radio 1 website, let alone he looks more relaxed than all of you. Yeah. Hashtag access all areas. That's kind of true, actually. So, Ben, you're from Maldon, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Some people are like, as if there's someone from Maldon on Radio 1 now. Yeah, there is. It's near Chelmsford, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. 10 minutes.
Yeah. And if you're watching now on the Radio 1 website, maybe you've been watching for a while because we're on all through the show, then you're going to enjoy this because Ben is our first ever listener to play Innuendo Bingo. And also, we'll put the video on YouTube later, so you'll be able to watch it forever.
Great. Yeah, I'll keep that.
Okay. All right, so we've got some good new clips today, so thank you very much if you've been sending them in. Remember, you get an instant 250 Scott Mills points if you send in a clip that we use. Just send them to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Okay, let's play the game. The cameras are on already. Go to the Radio 1 website.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Are you ready, Ben?
Yep, good.
As part of Access All Areas, our listener Ben is the first ever listener to play bingo today. Exciting times. Okay, so Ben, you've seen the videos, you watch it live a lot, you know exactly what to do, but if you can fill your mouth with water, obviously it's our day today when the cameras are on all through the show and so are the microphones, so let's make it a good one, let's make it wet. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. Here we go. So, first we go over to BBC Radio 2. Let us know if you're watching today, by the way. Chris Evans is on, and his travel reader, which is our actually favourite, Lynn Bowles. Hi, Lynn. Now, the great thing about Radio 2 is they don't obviously have all these webcams, so they can get up to all sorts and we'll never really know.
And in Dorset, just south of Puddletown, one lane closed by an accident on the A35. It's westbound at the Troy Town turn. Back with more in half an hour.
All right, could you feel Bon Jovi slipping in there underneath you?
All right, Ben. We're on.
Yes. You see, this is, you can tell that like a lot of celebrities don't know what Innuendo Bingo is. Well, I mean, some of them do. But you can tell that Ben has definitely watched it before and played before. Good spray.
All right. Could you feel Bon Jovi slipping in there underneath you?
Okay, good. Thank you, Ian, for emailing that one.
How does it feel? It's always cold, isn't it?
It is. It's quite cold.
Colder than I thought. Mm.
Is this what you'd expect it to be like, Ben?
Yeah. Little bit wetter, I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Oh, my God, we've only done one clip. Okay. So, over to Sky News now, with some important news on the honours and titles being handed out by the Queen. And this actress has given Sky, well, she's given her quite the exclusive.
The actress Penelope Keith, perhaps best known for her roles in the sitcoms To the Manor Born and The Good Life, has been made a dame for her services to the arts and to charity. She told Sky News what it was like to receive it.
Oh, Chris tried to dodge his water there and none came.
She told Sky News what it was like to receive it.
Thank you to Daniel for that one. Back to that later. That was well held by everybody there.
Well held.
Okay, now over to Nigel Slater. Now, we all know that Nigel uses unusual ingredients in his dishes, but I don't think any of us wanted to see this. Water? Let's go.
Let your kale darken and soften a bit before throwing in your sausage and nuts.
God. Wow.
Wow, unusual ingredients there. Kieran in South Wales emailed that one to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Or throwing in your sausage and nuts.
Julie's watching. Sean in Nottingham's watching.
You've got a very similar spray to Gerald Butler.
Oh, that's good.
Style, oh, you know?
That's impressive.
Well, that's good. Okay, so now our favourite clip from last week, if you could refill yourselves, please. And over on BBC Spotlight, they like to use the general public to describe the scene in front of them.
Well, it's quite an impressive shaft. It's not a massive one, although it's quite large at the top. It seems to narrow down.
They were, of course, reporting live from a mine shaft, an old mine shaft there.
Well, it's quite an impressive shaft. It's not a massive one.
Mm. How you feeling, Ben?
Yeah, good.
How wet are you?
Very.
Where is it mostly wet?
The front of my chest and my crotch.
Sure, that's quite normal. Nothing to worry about. Don't panic. Water, please. Mm-hmm. Loads of people are watching this today because of Access All Areas. If you're not watching, get on your phone now. You've got about a couple of minutes left of bingo and it's good. Back to Sky News now, and more on that breaking story with Penelope Keith. Chris is dribbling away. Okay, ready? Mm-hmm.
A letter arrives from the Cabinet Office, and you're given instruction. Well, you're asked if you would receive it. Ooh, would I? Would I say yes?
Penelope Keith.
Well, you're asked if you would receive it. Ooh, would I?
Would I?
Yeah, a little bit more.
James watched that one.
Ooh.
Cold, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ben's colleagues are all watching live now. Just to let you know that, Ben. From Uncle North. You aware of that person?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Right, ready, Ben?
Uh-huh. Okay, now it's time for a classic from the darts on BBC Two. And here's Colin Murray with some good news for anyone who just wants to sit quietly by themselves and watch the TV.
So just to make it clear, you don't have to go absolutely anywhere today. You just have to keep flicking your button.
Colin Murray.
You just have to keep flicking your button.
Oh, it's a wet one. Oh. All right, so if you could refill, please. We're going over to Newsbeat now. And an absolutely shocking story about a very unfortunate injury for an athlete in the build-up to the Winter Olympics here.
You just have to keep flicking your button.
No, that's the wrong one. Sorry. Shocking story about this injury from an athlete in the build-up to the Winter Olympics. Refill and go.
And several snowboarders have asked organisers of the Winter Olympics to make major changes to the slope-style course in Sochi. One athlete broke his collarbone.
It's really awful to break just before the Olympics.
In Sochi, one athlete broke his collarbone.
Mm-hmm. So many people were taken surprised by that. Thank you for sending that one in. Give yourself the points. Okay. Ready?
Ready.
And now, over to Radio 4.
And the weather. Rain will move eastwards across the UK, reaching eastern parts by the evening. You can find out more about the programme by going onto Twitter, where there'll be some pictures of my jam.
I still love that one.
Oh, my God.
Cold?
Yep. Very cold.
Now, the next one was sent in by our listener, Ben, and that's you. This is the one you sent in. Ben, you're on.
You sent this in?
Yeah. Hey. Now, this is... it's quite a long one you've given me here, Ben, so see if you can hold it all the way through, OK?
Yep.
Try and hold the water. So we go to the Big Brother diary room. And Ollie Locke here, quite surprised at how well he's got to know Dappy.
I never imagined myself to be such good friends with Dappy, but I tell you, I just didn't... I thought he'd be quite... hard. And actually, he's not that hard. I think at the right time, he probably can be, but he's actually as soft as a banana or something.
I like the kind of dual sprays that were going on there. It's like a jewel. I like it.
Let's get a little water going.
Oh. Okay. Got a couple more.
Right then.
Over to the BBC News channel now. And they're covering the Queen's Honours List as well. And even after her previous revelations, she still hasn't learnt. Here is Penelope Keith.
You're very chuffed and excited and surprised, but you then have to sit on it.
Thank you, Penelope Keith.
But you then have to sit on it.
Thank you to James. And finally, a classic from Radio 4 Extra. And there, a very enlightening discussion happening about Charles Dickens and his relationship with his sister. Ready? Here we go.
That must have been an additional kind of horror to that episode in his life.
But I think we should say that he loved Fanny.
Everyone knew what was coming.
But I think we should say that he loved Fanny.
The sister, of course. Ben, it's been an absolute honour have you in today as our first ever listeners play Inuna Bingo. Did you love it?
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah.
Are you wet?
Very.
You have got a change of clothes?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's right good. On, man. Thank you very much if you watched. Thank you if you listened. That was Tuesday's Inuna Bingo. And Ben from Essex, our listener, thank you very much.
Yes.
Bingo returns on Thursday at 1:45 with Peter Andre.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily. Hello, if you're listening to us on Radio 1 as normal. Hello, if as part of Access All Areas, you are watching and listening to what happens when the tunes are on today on the Radio 1 website. So even when the music is playing, you can hear what we're saying. It's potentially dangerous.
Yes.
Amy's been on Twitter saying, I cannot stop watching the live feed. It's weird. Nothing much happens, but I just like hearing what they talk about. Strangely addictive.
So far, so good, though. There's been no Rudies. There's been no...
Don't say that now. It's like we're not even halfway through. It's making you uber paranoid, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Looked a little bit sad a minute ago. What's up?
I don't want to say on actual Radio 1.
No, but we just said it on the website, so why can't you say it now?
Because it's different.
Why is it different?
Because I thought that's what we agreed. You told me before the show, it's fine, just talk how you do normally, but then we'll just save, anything important goes on radio. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, okay, right. So don't say it.
I don't think it's appropriate.
Okay.
And I still don't fully understand where it's come from, but it seems to be a thing now.
Okay. Don't worry about what people say.
Right.
It's weird being watched for 3 hours. Some people are just a bit mean.
Yeah. And what are they, technically?
What, love handle?
Have you got them?
Yes, I have. It's just something to hold on to, Chris. It's nothing to worry about. I wouldn't even say it's... I would say it's more of a muffin top.
Now, what's that?
Look it up.
Are you being fattest?
No, I'm not. You're fattest. 3:40, Charlie Slough is here. That's a good trail in, wasn't it? Yeah. Anyone in a bingo? No? Real or no real? That's what I meant. It's quite distracting, this, isn't it? Charlie Slough, 3:40, real or no real? I'm having a head fizz.
Right, I don't know what kind of... When the radio bit is on and when the off... Do you know what I mean?
When it starts and when it stops.
Because
I know.
Feels like we've talked a hell of a lot today.
We have. We're on all the time. If you are on the website, you'll have a big sleep tonight, I'm telling you.
Do you reckon?
Are you really having to concentrate on what
really,
you say?
Really hard.
Some exciting news coming next about Innuendo Bingo for next week. And the week off? No. And the week after,
Are we announcing?
Yes, we are.
Amazing.
We've got some good people coming in. First of all, here's Tiny Temper. He was in the live lounge earlier. God, he smells good.
Yeah, when you... Because you
Would
met
it be
him
amazing if like if you could watch this today, but also smell us?
But that's the future, surely.
It definitely is. And you can smell all the pop stars when they're in the live lounge.
You know when you went up to him before we had a quick chat with Fern?
Yeah.
And you both said hello to each other. Was it the same scent? Because technically he wears the same one as you.
Well, he does, and that's awkward now because I've bought the one that he wears because I love it so much. So I don't know because I think I might have cancelled him out.
Right, so I think it's a bit like where I used to always wear a scent called, which rhymed with...
Whoop.
Havidoff.
Havidoff, yes. And, I'm aware of that one.
And I always found it a little bit awkward when you could like genuinely smell that the person in front of you had exactly the same scent. It's like when you go out with your mates, you shouldn't really... Or wear the same scent,
no.
I don't think.
Was it Havidoff Fool Daughter?
Yes.
That one. Sounds like that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't wear the same one.
Is this on air or off air? Right?
We're on now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
He just looks so cool, doesn't he?
He's so cool. I wish I was him.
Okay, this is a bit weird. A bit of nose confusion here. My dad now wears the same aftershave as my boyfriend, says someone on Twitter.
Oh, that's a bit...
That's
not
right,
is it?
No.
Especially if your dad's on the one that rhymes with Hold Weiss. No, Old Spice. You know, the
Oh my God, I never realised how red I go when I do that.
Mm.
I couldn't even see myself.
You proper lose it sometimes. Oh.
Hello, if you're watching on Access All Areas, on the Radio 1 website. Okay, some good news for next week. So, and this week actually, on Thursday, this man plays Innuendo Bingo.
What's the song? Wow.
Insania. I suppose he's best known for...
Tune.
Not. Peter Andre is playing Innuendo Bingo on Thursday. That's quite amazing. And next week, on Tuesday, do you know this yet?
I only heard a little clip of something that you were playing before this announcement, and I didn't want to say too much, but if it's...
This is insane, Ia. Next week, on Tuesday, Innuendo Bingo features...
I can be your hero.
You're going to spit in the face of Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, my word. Who would have thought?
Who'd have thought when you were growing up in Pinner?
I slow danced to this song once.
I slow danced to it once with him. Nice. Is that still on the website? Yes. I had to touch his bum.
Why did you have to...
They made me do it. I think Greg James made me do it. I had to dance to this song.
But what an honour.
In the live lounge with Enrique. I know, it was awful.
Who would have
hate
thought,
my job.
Who would have thought that one day I'd be doing that?
Is in,
he,
in
he
his
know
space.
What he's doing?
Do you know what? He's a proper good laugh. Like, he'll just be like, yeah, I'll do whatever.
Is that video still there?
Oh, no, it is as well. The day he danced with Enrique. Yeah, still on there. When was that? And let's not forget. Not so much. So, Enrique Iglesias, next Tuesday. What is going on? I can't believe I'm saying this.
This is great.
And then, also incredible, Thursday, next Thursday, Fern Cotton.
Really?
I know, that never happens.
Confirmed?
Actually confirmed. So Peter Andre this Thursday, Enrique on Tuesday next week, and then Fern on the Thursday. Feeling a bit more relaxed now because we're like an hour and a half into people watching us and hearing what we're saying during the song.
Honestly, I feel a bit better.
You look a bit less stressed.
And do you know what? It's quite nice actually getting everyone's input because they are hearing the conversation going there. And then instead of me always being wrong, they are willing to say, actually, Scott, you're wrong about that.
Yeah, they are. And it's good as well. They give you kind of they give you updates on how your body's looking.
Yeah,
it's brilliant.
Advice on lunch.
Yeah,
it's quite cool.
If you ever wondered what we get up to, what we talk about when the mics are off, this is your chance today. Or if you're interested in behind the scenes or how the show's produced, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's access all areas. It's our day today.
The Scott Mills Daily, BBC Radio One.
Okay, so I was out of the studio, as you may have noticed if you're watching at the moment. And that makes me worried, because what happened while I wasn't here? Because something blatantly did, because as I walked in, everyone was like, nothing. So what happened?
It's fine. All we did is, I think it's nice to just have a discussion when you're not in the room about things related to you. But actually,
like what?
Do you know what? That's what I was going to do. And then you sent me a text saying that Liam from One Direction had just tweeted about listening.
My Twitter's mostly full of that at the moment. Good afternoon, Captain Liam Payne, who's on holiday at the moment. And he has tweeted, which we've just retweeted from the Radio 1 account, a beautiful picture of a beach and him on the beach with some shells.
Are they scallops on his nips?
There's scallops on his nips there. So, good afternoon, Liam. And happy birthday to your lovely girlfriend, Sophia, who is... Well, it's her birthday in 5 days' time.
Am I really sad in thinking it's really cool when, like... Because he's a massive pop star now.
Yeah, biggest one of the biggest pop stars in the world. But, you know, loves a bit of Radio 1, even when he's on holiday.
Yeah,
and I think
exactly.
I know where he is, just from that beach view, that beautiful beach view that he sent.
I think I know.
Where?
Fernando's.
That's what I think. It's definitely Fernando's off Take Me Out.
Because I went to Fernando's. And
looks
it did
the
look
same.
A bit like that.
Yeah. Do you get that private pool, though, in Fernando's?
I don't know.
Oh, no, actually, I don't think it is a private pool. I think that is the... That's the normal swimming pool, but what he's done is crops the picture to make it look like a private pool. There's loads of other kids, like,
yeah.
with rubber rings on.
Yes.
Right out of the shot.
Yeah.
And you can't see.
Acting big time.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Sophia, and hi, Liam, on holiday, wherever you are.
Fernando's.
I'm saying Fernando's. It's got to be. Look at that palm tree. Looks well exotic. Fernando's. Also, I like where people are watching and listening today. So there's a guy, he doesn't want me to say his name. It begins with a D. And he has been in his work's loo now for 30 minutes just watching us on Access All Areas. How do you feel about that?
There's
someone
like
watching
that.
Us in their work's toilet at the moment.
It's like when you point out these things which have bugged you and now they do kind of bug me. It's like people who are maybe listening in the shower.
Yeah, and that will happen all the time.
I find
people
that
be listening
creepy.
Naked in bed. Probably not now, our students will. There'll be people listening, you know, doing it. No, that's fine. It's off of school, that is.
You can't.
They might be.
Right.
But you can listen to Radio 1 and doing anything.
You're allowed to do most, like, and you're allowed to listen to the radio.
It's gone really red. I'm allowed to do that sign.
I'm not sure.
Oh, right. listening in at school, currently doing work. This is the best song right now. Track of the Day Worthy. That's from Jack and Sittingbourne. Just played you our Track of the Day. It's produced by Gorgon City. And that's Klaxons. Good to have them back. There is no other time on BBC Radio 1. Every show is playing that today. To get that with Greg a bit later on as well. So we're just doing some shout-outs for pop stars. People are watching us on the Radio 1 website. It's just like a normal Tuesday, really. Hey, it's my day on Access All Areas. Did you hear me on Call or Delete this morning?
Do you know what? I still haven't heard this yet, so I thought I'd wait until you were going to go through it again.
All right.
Heard it was epic.
Any reason you won't listen to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show today or just busy? Yeah.
I don't even have an excuse that I can make right now.
Always have that one handy in case. There's always going to be someone going, well, why didn't you listen?
No, I mean, I do listen, but it's just I might have been asleep.
So it was me calling up, well, whoever it landed on in my phone, really. You know the deal with Call or Delete.
Yep.
So you just scroll through your phone and then you either choose to call them or delete their number. So this is what happened when I had a scroll through.
You scrolling?
Yeah.
Okay, and stop now.
Oh, oh God. No. And it landed on Tom Daly.
Oh. Amazing.
So I can't delete him. So we just ring Tom Daly up and try and think of an excuse why I'm calling him.
Here's the thing. Like, you and Tom are friends, such, but you don't talk all the time, do
no.
you?
No. I mean, it'd be quite weird that I was ringing
it's
him.
It's a weird thing.
Listen to this.
Hello.
Tom?
Yeah?
Scott Mills, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Where are you at the moment?
I am currently in changing rooms naked, about to get in the pool.
Oh, cool. Okay, sorry about that. Think about it, Chris.
No. Why did he need to say that?
He knows what he's doing.
Why would
he no, knows his audience?
Seriousness, why would you say that?
Because maybe that's really what he was doing. We said before, oh, he's probably going for his morning swim. Sure enough, there he is in the changing room, about to do his morning. I want to say swim, but it probably dive. Dive
naked. Anyway,
no, he's in the changing room, and then I ask him to play me in the movie of my life. I'm making a movie of my life.
Yeah,
and it's kind of up to me who plays me.
Right.
So I'm wondering if you'd be up for it. I mean, they asked me to ask you personally just to kind of set the wheels in motion if you would do it. But it's Universal are doing it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've got the Commonwealth Games and I've got all the World Series and all that coming up. And I don't know whether I'm best suited to play you.
Why not? What does that mean? Why would you not?
That's great.
I mean, similar looking. And obviously, you know, he'll play me through the years, obviously a bit younger. But I don't see the problem.
Is this something that you genuinely could see happening?
I just had to think of an excuse to call him, really, and it just seemed... But he wasn't keen at all. I also asked him if he could move the Commonwealth Games to accommodate the film.
Really?
But then hear who he suggests.
So why don't you...
I think you'd be perfect.
What about Callum Best? Callum Best looks a little bit like you.
Callum Best. Now, what's that saying about me?
That's a random one for him to just jump to, isn't it?
That's saying that I like partying and girls.
He says you look like him as well.
I don't look like him. Anyway, thank you to Tom Daly. Apologies to him for calling you this morning. Also, apologies to Sam Bailey. Did you hear that one? You haven't heard that, have you? From X Factor. We'll do it in a minute. Also, Annie Mack got a call today from Grimmy when he scrolled through his phone. And a lady called Hannah, who was something to do with Florence and the Machine. And we asked Florence if she would play a gig by the bins as people were leaving the car park at Radio 1's big weekend.
No way.
She was like, yeah, she'll probably do it. You can get it on Grimmy's podcast or listen again on iPlayer. But really good call or deletes today. Really pleased with those.
When the days are cold in the car.
Right, OK, so that's gonna be on the people have seen that now, right?
Yes.
So I might as well just say what happened.
This is the
right, there's a
thing.
Massive sign in front of me, a massive note going... Into Will I Am, please. And then I might just start playing Imagine Dragons. Just
But that's the problem. You could have got away with that if it wasn't for everyone currently listening on the Radio 1 and watching on the Radio 1 website. Right,
and seeing me be really annoyed. Yeah, I was really annoyed then that I did play Imagine Dragons and not Will I Am, because that's what I was told by the producer. And the producer has the final say.
Crack on.
Here's Will I Am. The Scott Mills Daily. One, you've got to be really careful here, haven't you? I've just typed in my... pin lock to my phone. People have probably seen that now.
Yeah, I've just changed mine.
On the radio. Have you changed yours?
Yep.
On the website? Hello, if you're listening and watching. I also was about to give out my pin number to everybody when I was about to buy some coffee.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, yeah, sure, here's the number. Shall I just get my card now and read out the long number? Did I do that?
No, and I think in the interest of access all areas, that would be an appalling idea.
That is, there's definitely access all areas.
I think we're handling this quite well in general, though.
Well, we've still got an hour left.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, so good.
I'll tell you what people will really want to watch as well as listen, and probably hear the conversation around it as well while the music's playing.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people are knowing what we look like for the first time today. So I was just saying, it's generally, well, people say, oh, you don't look like you sound, with an air of disappointment in their voice.
Yeah, usually I find people are disappointed when they see me.
Sean in Nottingham always thought Greg James looked like Calvin Harris before he saw him. Just had it in
old
his head.
Old Calvin Harris or new? Do you see what I mean?
Because I think new improved Calvin Harris with like the teeth and that. And the tan and that.
There's two very different Calvin Harrises.
Very different. I'm almost not sure they're the same person.
Seriously, when you Google image an old picture, I mean, we saw an old picture of you earlier.
Sure. Oh, that was
good,
wasn't it?
Particularly discussed.
Yeah,
we?
Thanks to the Radio 1 website and Twitter for putting that on the Radio 1, well, everywhere. All social media. A picture of me when I was 16 on my first ever radio station. How white as a sheet am
Casper.
I? Properly Casper. I look like you.
You do?
Before the tan. So thanks to them for sharing that earlier. It really is access all areas, this, isn't it? Every single bit of your life is on today. Real or no real about me at 3:40. Also, I don't know any of the facts on real or no real until I open the envelope and I have to read them out. Mm-hmm. So some of them will be true, some of them not. Some
are you
real,
worried?
Some not. Yes, I am worried. Yes, I am. Also, if you've just been listening to us online, I've just been taking a coffee order, which is well interesting for you. Okay, so my other call or delete today was Sam Bailey off X Factor. Listen how real she keeps it. Listen, so I give her a ring. She doesn't know it's me.
Hello?
Sam Bailey.
Hello.
Scott Mills here.
Hello, how are you?
Good, are you right?
I'm in Asda shopping.
You're in Asda, keeping it real. X Factor winner in Wasda.
Really?
Isn't it?
I thought that changes. When you win the old...
I don't know, I thought she'd be in Harrods.
I like that
now.
She keeps it real.
So do I, she really is. So I asked her if she'd come to my wedding. But I told her it's a fake wedding. I'm just doing it so I can sell the pictures to the papers. And let's see if she goes along with it. I'm just wondering if you'll come as one of the guests. Obviously, you have to go along with the whole thing, that it's a top secret and like no one else.
Oh, God, I will be there.
Yeah? Okay, but you have to go along with the fact that it's obviously all fake. And would you sing?
Yeah, I can do.
Okay.
That'd be hilarious.
All right, cool. All right, well, give me a ring. How good is that? So she's like, yep, it's fine. It's a scam. Fine. Absolutely fine. If you're getting married, well, you're not getting married, but you're just telling the magazines for the monies, fine. See, that's a proper, good, reliable, nice pop star.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
What are you doing, please, on the live stream at the moment?
Just thought, because whilst the songs are playing, you can't control my microphone.
No, but you can hear everything we're saying on the Radio 1 website while the songs are on.
Exactly. So... Well, I thought anyone who's using the hashtag access all areas, if they want to know anything about Scott, I can talk to them. I can discuss it whilst the songs are playing if you are listening on the website. So that's kind of what we're doing at the moment. Quick Q&A.
Access all areas. It's all about me. Oh, and then the real or no real is about me at 3:40. Should I be worried? Should I be worried?
Yes.
Okay, good. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, where are you?
Just at home at the moment, kicking back.
Okay, what are you saying?
Well, a couple of days ago, I went to the theatre and saw a sign saying, please make sure you switch off your mobile phones and pagers.
Does Scott always have his shoes off? It's quite spooky, isn't it?
I do, actually, generally. I noticed that. You've always got your shoes off. I noticed that.
I do. It's a creative thing. Please welcome to Radio 1. You can see him now live on the Radio 1 website. We've turned on the wide lens. It's Cartman off South Park.
Oh, Big Man Tick. Wait a minute,
you look a bit like him.
Do the jingle. Do I look forward to it every week.
But you just cut me, just call me Cartman.
Right. Here he is. Charlie Sloth.
Oh, Big Man Tick.
So many people will be watching the Radio 1 website now to see what the ledge that is Charlie Sloth looks like.
I am very handsome, actually.
Yeah, you are. Now, we need to have a little bit of a discussion, cuz.
Yeah.
Because why are you losing so much weight?
Do you know what? I'm not actually losing that much weight.
You look thin.
Yeah, I've come wearing something today, which is binding me together. Like, if you look at my back, there's a big lump of fat hanging out the back of this device. What have you got on?
We just got a jacket on.
No, watch. Here's the reveal. Where's the camera so the listeners can see?
Also, are you about to do a show on One Extra or go tobogganing?
Go to where?
Tobogganing. Tobogganing?
What are you doing right now?
What are you doing? He's revealing. He's taking off his jacket on the camera if you can watch this.
What you're wearing is
probably
like,
best if you're listening to the radio.
It's like.
Here we go.
That was a big reveal. It's like.
Well, don't you like it?
What
like,
is that?
It's like
it's a new fashion accessory.
Is that leather?
It's leather.
It looks like you're wearing a sofa, cuz.
So this is the new fashion accessory that everyone's going to wear in the summer. It's not a sofa. It's a leather vest.
Where's it from? DFS.
It's not from DFS. No, that, somebody just sent this in to me.
Does that suck it in or something?
Do you know what? I don't know how I'm going to get out of it.
It's like leather Spanx, guys.
We're going to have to cut it off.
We need to get Fire Brigade.
Spanx!
Spanx, guys.
I don't think I've ever sat this straight in my life. Life. What do you know? Is it working?
It's the kind of thing that Tiny Temple would wear a little
really?
Bit.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Because you know I always come to you guys for fashion advice.
And I can't stop laughing at it now. You're not actually going to wear that out.
Well, I was going to wear it. I've got a performance tonight. I'm doing a performance at the old people's home.
Why?
For Access All Areas, you control a DJ on One Extra. So I've been nominated to go and
your
perform.
Gigs have changed.
No, it's not one of my gigs. But, you know, we've got to give back to the community and it is You Control a DJ. So I am going to perform a Jay-Z number at the old people's home in White Sea tonight.
Well, old people don't listen to One Extra, do they?
No.
Well, what's the point
then? We're trying to bring them in.
What, are you trying to get all the olds in to listen to One Extra?
Since Westwood left, all the oldies are gone. So I'm trying to bring them back.
It's a little bit like the ghost from Ghostbusters. You know the...
Marshmallow Man.
Yes.
Rude. Just rude, really.
All right, so it's time for Real or No Real. Now, I'm not looking forward to this at all.
I can't breathe. I can hardly breathe.
Well, do you want us to cut you out, cuz?
Do you mind cutting me out? Have you got some scissors?
You've got scissors?
Have you got scissors?
Can't cut that. It looks really expensive.
Really? I'll leave it.
Right, just like, I'll do you want to stand up? Will that make things better?
No.
All right, we'll just we'll tell you what you need to do. Just relax into the fat. Relax into the fat.
Sorry?
Just relax.
Relax.
Like, let the fat relax into the leather.
What do you mean? Honestly, I've got a big...
Let it out.
Just look behind. I've got a big stack of fat.
Yeah, I don't know.
Leaning out the back.
Okay, so I've got four envelopes here. And you've got to decide whether they're real or no real. I don't know what's inside these, but inside there is something about me because it's my day on Access All Areas.
Okay.
And I'm under strict instructions from the producer of the shoe that I have to read these out no matter what, no matter how bad they are, what they say about me.
You definitely don't know.
I do not know, no. It could be anything on here. Good luck, everyone. It's the Real or No Real Me special. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Okay, first one. So I'll just take it out and read it, right?
Yep. Read, Scott, come on.
At a moment that Scott now describes as a lifetime low point, the DJ was covered by... Sorry. At a moment that Scott now describes as a lifetime low point, the DJ was discovered by Birds of a Feather actress Linda Robson, covered in human excrement.
Sorry.
Right. Okay.
Seriously?
I don't know where we begin with that. So... when did it say after the Brits?
No, he didn't say anything about
sorry.
Brits. Where did you get that from?
Just assume this.
Make it up on your own.
Something that would happen after the Brits.
Well, I'm with one of the women from Birds of a Feather covered in poo. Standing night of the Brits.
So what's it saying that? You got clocked by the woman from Birds of a Feather.
Yeah.
And you was covered in...
Yeah.
So Professor Clump.
Do you know what? I'd like to think I know you quite well. I've not heard of this happening, but God knows where the sources are for this real or no real, if this is real.
This is
and
horrible.
You should be really worried.
This is awful.
So I'm going to say no real.
Was you covered in human excrement or was it just a skid mark thing?
It says, well, the thing says that I was covered.
Covered?
Yeah.
I can't see that. I'm going to say no real.
Yeah.
That one is real.
Sorry.
What?
What happened?
It was on a TV show called Celebrity Scissorhands, where I was having to perform... I was one of the people who were doing the haircuts. It was for charity. And doing... I had to do a colonic irrigation on somebody. And the thing up their bottom snapped, and it went everywhere. And I ran out of the salon going, oh, I've got it all over. It's everywhere. And at that moment, Birds of a Feather's Linda Robson was there having a manicure. I went, what happened to you? So she was the first person to see me covered in that from the salon, from the tube.
Did you sue him?
No, couldn't cuz. For charity.
I would have sued him still cuz.
Yes, I know you would cuz.
Sued him for that too.
Start, eh? That's true. So yeah, she saw me covered in it.
This really does look awkward, this vest, don't it? I didn't think it looked as awkward. I'm seeing myself on camera now for the first time.
Camera puts £10 on you, love. You'll be alright.
It looks like an apron.
Yeah, it's not an apron.
Okay, next one. After 4 years presenting the 4 a.m. show on Radio 1, Scott took a week's holiday purely to watch the first series of Desperate Housewives on DVD at home while eating ice cream.
But those were dark times for you.
Mm, they were. And especially towards the end.
I've heard some incredible stories from that time. For me, this doesn't seem unbelievable. You wanted some time off. When you go on holiday, generally you just watch TV. True. You just watch his DVDs or films and stuff like that. So yeah. I think on that basis, this is going to be real.
Last holiday I went on, do you know who it was all about on TV?
Who?
Judge Judy.
Really?
What a ledge.
He loves it.
New episodes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because one of the ones here, they show them from like 2005. Not interested. I want the new ones, you know what I'm saying? Real or no real?
I want to say real.
I want to say real. I want a competition, so I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Yes. Ah, oh, you let me down, Rosie.
Dale says, "If you want to, why don't you recline a bit? That might help."
I can't.
Why?
I literally can't move. That's my back is straight.
He's almost. It's like a sort of corset. So what's
it is.
Gonna
that's very much what it's like.
Yeah, like a leather girdle.
It is.
So what's going to happen if he reclines? He's going to go. His legs are going to go over his head.
Like Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah. It's so a Humpty Dumpty situation.
So you're fattest next.
You are so fat.
You're as fat as little girls. When he was at school, Scott got in serious trouble for putting a dead hedgehog down a fellow pupil's back.
That is dangerous.
Mm.
Don't try that at home.
No.
Why would I do something as stupid as that?
Because it's wacky.
Yeah.
You're a shock jock.
I wasn't I wasn't wacky at school. I was really boring and fat and square.
Was you?
Yeah.
Have you got a picture?
Not on me.
Can you text me one later?
There's one on the Radio 1 website, on the Twitter today, actually. Radio
is there?
Twitter, from when I was 16, my first radio job. I'm fast.
The idea that you put a hedgehog down someone's back, I do think this is believable. I can see you doing this as some kind of prank. So I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real. I can't imagine Mills doing that. That's spiteful.
Yeah.
Very spiteful.
Very spiteful. That one's real.
You done that?
Yeah, I know, it's awful.
That's horrible.
No, I don't condone it, but I was a massive swat at school. I was just a bit of a goody boy, and then it went wrong. Someone really annoyed me, and in a moment of madness, I put a dead hedgehog down their back, which I'd found on the school playing field. Don't do it. It's really dangerous and really, really unhygienic. I don't know what we're... You know when the sun sends you a bit mad? It was a really hot day. Don't do that. It's really bad.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm hating all these revelations. Okay, last one. Glad when this is over. Scott Mills and David Hasselhoff were once caught short outside Scott's mum's house and the Hoff had to wee in her bush.
What do you reckon, Charlie?
Wow, that is an epic story if it's true. Imagine that. What an epic story.
So is that something you can imagine happening?
Your family are really cool, actually. I saw you on TV the other day.
Oh, no.
Your dad's a G, cuz.
Family fortunes. Did you fancy him a bit?
Did you hear his...
No, he's just a G. I just think he's a G.
It's
his elephant impression.
Yeah.
Legendary.
Oh, woo!
Legendary.
Oh, he'll be happy
Street
with that.
Streets are talking, cuz.
He'll be... he'll be happy with that. Pete Mills.
Good old Pete.
Oh, woo! So, David Hasselhoff, weed in my mum's bush. Real or no real?
What are you saying, Charlie?
I'm going to say real. I can imagine that happening seeing Family Fortunes.
I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just because you know that story, Chris.
Yeah, man.
We were driving to my mum's house to do some filming for a TV show. He was like, I need to go to the toilet. I was like, my mum's house is just there. He was like, no, I need to go now. And weed in her bush. On her driveway.
Wow.
That's huge, Anissa. Have they put a plaque by the bush?
No, I'm going to, though. At the end of that, Scott Mills, real or no real?
Charlie got 10, I got 30.
I got more right than that.
No, you didn't, mate.
Okay, so in a minute, we'll be off the cameras. And you'll be able to not hear what we're saying. But we're back on tomorrow. Normal service resuming. at 1 p.m. And relax. Thanks, Sloth.
Thanks, matey.
Tomorrow on Radio 1 is all about Fern on Access All Areas. You can listen to her show as normal or listen what she's saying during the songs and watch her on the Radio 1 website from 10 o'clock. We'll see you tomorrow at 1.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
So I am now going to do a Twitter takeover as part of Access All Areas. Ask anything you want and use the hashtag AskScott. For 15 minutes now, 888, hashtag Ask Scott. Hi, Greg.
How'd you find it?
Kind of glad it's over.
Is it done now?
But it's fun.
That's it now, but
you're still
on
the radio.
You're on the radio now, Chris.
Yeah,
careful.
Definitely on the radio, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Don't go nuts now, start swearing.
Yeah. I think we got away with it.
Mm.
What?
There was a couple of moments.
What have you heard?
No, it's fine.
What have you heard?
Did you see something?
No, it's fine. It was all right. No, there was a... No, I'm only joking.
Oh.
We're going to... how did you find Real No Real?
Stressful.
We've got one more job for you today, actually.
What's this?
At 4:30 today, we're going to do a Scott Mills Ask the Nation.
Oh.
For Access All Areas.
Okay.
A.
Is this going to be bad?
Well, we need a dilemma and then the nation can help me out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Laid bare.
Laid bare. Okay, right. Give me half an hour, I'll sort it.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Wonderful. And good afternoon, Access All Areas, Scott Mills.
Hello. Wow, today's been interesting.
You're exhausted.
I saw a tweet that you put up yesterday with a picture of your head on the desk, and that's how I feel right now.
It's sort of harrowing, isn't it, at times?
I just feel like people have been watching me for 3 hours. Oh, they have.
Do you feel like it was the Truman Show?
Yeah. I mean, it's weird, because it's like that Big Brother live stream, who, that they used to have.
When they put the birds on.
Yeah, but with the talking as well. Oh, not for me.
We have one more task for you today. And it should be, this shouldn't be too horrible. It should be quite cathartic. Mm-hmm. And you should, if you've got a problem shared is a problem halved.
Oh, I've got a problem.
Okay, well, your Ask the Nation dilemma today will be put out to the nation. We'll get 10 people to call up, and then whatever the nation say, you'll have to go with.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so yeah. Good afternoon, Scott, and welcome to Ask the Nation.
Thanks, Greg.
In your own time, in your own words, without revealing the truth and the identities of people, unless you need to, tell us your dilemma.
Okay, so there is somebody that I follow on Twitter, and it's someone that you know, Greg.
Oh.
And
is it me?
No. I really like this person. I really get on with them at work here at Radio 1. In real life, they are great. On Twitter, they are awful. Okay? It's like they're two different people. Now, obviously, the natural thing to do would be to unfollow them. Now, this person retweets every single mention of themselves. So we're talking hundreds of tweets, and it's usually tweets saying how fantastic they are, how good looking they are,
right,
how brilliant they are generally. They're always at mentioning me and expect me to reply, which takes forever. So they'll be massively offended if I do unfollow them. If I click unfollow, they will hate it. And they will know instantly because they've got one of those apps, I know this, that tells them who has unfollowed them. Okay, so they will pull me up in it straight away. Now, I use Twitter all the time. I'm always checking it. And there are points of the day where my timeline is all them. Either they're saying something useless or it's someone going, this person is great. So what do? Do I put up with all of the rubbish or do I say goodbye? Which will cause immense problems at work.
Okay, that's the dilemma today. So there's two options. It's quite simply deal with it and keep following, or unfollow and risk.
But I hate confrontation, and that will be a real problem for me here at Radio 1, because I see this person a lot.
Okay, well, Nation, it's over to you. 03700 100 100 on today's Ask the Nation. Scott needs your help. For Access All Areas, the Scott Mills Dilemma and Ask the Nation, 03700 100 100. Should this person get unfollowed, or should Scott have to deal with it? Have the phone lines lit up?
Yes, they're going crazy, Greg.
Okay.
I also have got a headset on, like I'm answering call in the call centre.
Oh, well,
hello, Radio 1.
You're not allowed to hear the responses until we deliver them after 5.
All right.
So please go to the soundproof booth.
Okay, I'll go to the booth.
03 700 100 100 to help out Scott on today's Ask the Nation. Get calling. Welcome back, Scott Mills.
Hello there.
Are you enjoying AAA Access All Areas?
It's been good because it's been all about me.
It's nearly over.
I know.
One more job.
Fern's on tomorrow.
Yes. So from 10 tomorrow, you'll be able to hear everything Fern says, even when the songs are playing.
Oh, gold. What's this? I hate this. What's this one?
So that's tomorrow from 10 a.m. on Radio 1. I cannot wait.
I'm going to be on my phone, definitely listening to that. And watching and listening to everything she says while the songs are on.
So that's happening tomorrow at 10 a.m. But we're drawing to the end of Scott Mills Day and Access All Areas. And we've got one more final task for you. You gave us a dilemma for Ask the Nation. And the Nation they were very, very interested in it today. A lot of speculation about today's dilemma. Can you just do a quick recap for us, please?
Okay, so it's somebody that I follow on Twitter. It's somebody at work who I very much like here at Radio 1. I get on with them, I like them, we have chats all the time. In real life, they are great. On Twitter, they are a pain in the... So do I unfollow them? But they will be massively offended because they track who unfollows them all the time. They've got an app that tells them exactly who and when.
How insecure is that person?
I know. I use Twitter all the time. I'm always checking it. There are points of the day where it's just retweets saying how great they are. A lot of people are speculating as to who this person is. I didn't say it was a Radio 1 or One Extra DJ.
Right.
I just said someone who works here. Well, there's a lot of retweets saying how great they are.
The speculation continues in the calls. So we have 10 phone calls, okay. And you're happy to go with whatever the Nation decide.
Oh, well, I have to. That's the idea, isn't it?
Does Scott keep following them, or does he unfollow and face the consequences? 10 phone calls. Let's go. Hello, line one, and welcome to Scott's Ask the Nation.
Well, what Scott should do is unfollow everybody, with the exception of his mum and the hot. And then when this person says, you've unfollowed me, he just says, yeah, I've purged everybody. I'm starting again from scratch. So they won't feel upset. And it gives him a chance for a spring clean.
Hello, you're on Ask the Nation with Scott Mills' Dilemma. What do you reckon?
Unfollow.
Simple as that, yeah?
Simple as that.
Hello, line three.
Hello, you just need to download Echo Farm and then mute them so they'll never know.
Line four, hello.
Hello, he should tell them just to stop putting tweets up all the time but keep following them. Confront them face to face.
Yeah, but Scott hates confrontation.
Yeah, but you might just have to deal with it. It depends how good a friend he is. Tell him that Barrio says, man up, Mills.
Line five, hello.
Definitely, just tell them. I mean, obviously, they've got no idea. You know, he doesn't really know them in the real world anyway. And it sounds like they're a bit of a pillar. So,
well, he does know them and quite likes them in the real world, but hates them on Twitter.
Yeah, but maybe he doesn't know them as much as he thinks if they're, like, tweeting all that kind of stuff. And maybe make a joke out of it, you know, in the office and just say, hey, man, you know, hatch one for you, you know, all that stuff. A bit crap, really.
So you think you should unfollow him?
Definitely, yeah.
Hello, line six.
I think you should just unfollow him. I'm exactly the same. I can't stand people that clog my newsfeed up with constant tweets that I don't care about.
So you unfollow. You're an unfollower. You don't mind about that confrontation.
I would be an unfollower. But then you get the funny bit afterwards of watching all the tweets about him being miserable about it too, so...
You're nasty, but I like it. Thanks a lot. Hello, line seven.
I think he should unfollow and then hope that they don't notice, and if they do notice, then pretend there's an error.
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, line eight.
Write a parody.
What, a parody account?
No, a parody like We Are Never Getting Back Together, but as a song for her to follow him.
Okay, so you want him to write a song?
Yes, a song.
But he wants to buy that. Well, I'll put it to him. I'm not really sure what that's about. Let's write a song. Line 9, hello.
Well, I wouldn't unfollow because no one wants to cause such offence and have an awkward situation. But what you can do is you can either, on the generic fruit-based phone app, you can turn off retweets, which is one option, or you can just block them, which means you don't have to see it and they never even know. Like but, on MSN.
Do you not... That's a massive... But hang on, but you can't... You can't... If you block someone, they know they've been blocked.
No, they don't.
Don't they?
No, You can block them without unfollowing them. And I did it to one of my friends about 2 years ago, and he still doesn't know.
Good. What a good friend you are.
He still thinks I read all his tweets.
Hello, line 10.
I think Scott should just unfollow Charlie Sloth, who I assume it is because he's mentioned this before.
Well, we're not disclosing who it is, I'm afraid. Well, that's your speculation, I'm afraid.
Oh, okay. I think you should unfollow him and then
or
keep
her.
Following him
her.
Or her.
Yep.
Keep re-following him, basically, or her. Yeah. if the person realises... and then just, like, deny it.
Okay. Right, thank you very much for your foolproof plan. There you go, 10 phone calls, done.
Oh.
The results are in.
They can see when you block, can't they?
I don't know. I've got a feeling I know what you're going to go for.
Go on, Echo Fod.
Echo Fod, Bab. Go on, Echo Fod. And you'll be able to sort it out.
Six people. Six people said unfollow.
Yeah,
two people said keep. One person said keep following. Two people said mute. And then one person said write a parody.
No. Don't want to write a song.
No need for a song.
No, ever.
So it is unfollow, I'm afraid.
Oh, but...
You have to.
No!
However, I saw your face light up with one particular comment. It wasn't this one, by the way.
Barrio says man up Mills.
It wasn't.
Thanks, Barrio.
What a man.
Barrio says man up Mills.
It was when that girl says... Just sort of play dumb and go, oh, it must have been a glitch.
Thing is, that is so me, and that is what I'm going to have to do, I'm afraid. Oh, it must be some kind of error. I have actually used that before. But they always go, yeah, but they might think that it's a genuine error.
Okay, Twitter app open, please.
Oh, no, okay.
I'm gonna watch over your shoulder as you do it.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yep.
Do you really want me to do this?
Yep. I want you to do it right now. I can confirm to the nation that this
you
is happening.
You can see their name.
Shall I say the name?
No!
I want to say the name.
Absolutely not.
Come on.
No, please not. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that is...
Yeah.
Okay. Do it. Do it.
Ah, no!
Do it. Do it. Do it. Done!
Ah! Oh, no, that's awful. Oh, no. Oh, this is going to be... Right. And also, what if they're listening now?
Well...
Possible.
Possible. Possible.
I didn't realise you were going to... I was going to tell you that I'd unfollowed and be like, yeah, of course
I
did.
I had to check. I can confirm the BBC's not allowed shoulder. To lie anymore. Scott Mills did unfollow that person. So they did unfollow that person. Scott, thank you very much indeed for being on our Access All Areas Scott Mills Ask the Nation today.
Thank you, I enjoyed it.
Did you?
Kind Parts of.
How are you feeling?
A bit sick.
Sorry, I keep evil laughing.
I know, you've got a really evil laugh going on.
Why are you doing evil laughs today? Well, it's because it's funny watching people squirm.
James in Chichester says, Scott, I really wish I had your life problems. Sorry, James.
Yeah, I saw that one.
It's hard being me.
Someone else, Rob, going, or just stop using that Twitter garbage.
Ooh, go on Bookface instead.
Unfollow him and take Charlie Sloth a cake.
It's not.
I know.
It's right, not. I can't say who it is.
But it isn't him. We can say that.
Right, I need to get off air. Yes. Your time starts now.